Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Boy, you guys are all over the place, huh?
Man, that's what we do, Mickey.
That's right, and tomorrow we'll be in Arlington. We just keep moving. It is what the people demand, and I know we've talked about him a good amount, but I wanted to focus back in today, if you don't mind, to start on Tyler Booker, and if you can kind of walk us through the impact that he has had on the field and in the huddle for this team so far this season.
Yeah, he certainly at this point doesn't sound like or play like a rookie, right? I think we've seen him grow from, you know, when he first started playing, game by game, getting better and better. And then the other part is getting a little bit more vocal. You know, this guy was a leader at Alabama. This was a guy that was a captain at Alabama. And I think he is starting to, get his voice and be a guy that speaks up and speaks out. And, you know, Dak continued to talk about it, how, you know, he is vocal in the huddle. But in the locker room, he's not one of these guys that's boisterous or anything or
right.
Seeks attention. When you talk to him, it's what he says just seems to be meaningful. It's not just cliche stuff. I think that, you know, he's more than qualifying where the Cowboys drafted him this year.
How much do you love, because I love the idea that Tyler talked about, like, hey, you got to learn what it is to be a pro, and then Schottenheimer kind of giving him permission to, like you were just saying, revert back to that, like, more intense personality and don't be afraid to speak up even if you are like technically a rookie and everything like that. I think that's just super cool.
And I think they needed it on that offensive line.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the personalities of the different guys there, I think that they're kind of quiet, humble. Now Tyler Smith will speak out and speak up. But he doesn't, like, go out of his way to do it. But he's a no-nonsense guy, and this is another no-nonsense guy. And I think, I think you need those guys. You need leaders in the different position groups. And I think those two guys, just with their kind of quiet but demanding personalities have really achieved that on that offensive line.
I mean, speaking of that kind of position group leadership, and I know you talked a little bit about him yesterday, Mickey, but I saw, you know, Solomon Thomas getting Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination for the Cowboys, and I saw him last night. I was watching Sounds from the Sideline, and there you are in late third, fourth quarter, and he's going to all the guys and telling them, I've played this guy before. We were up against them by 14 points in the Super Bowl, and they came back and beat us. don't get down. He's talking to all his defensive linemen saying, you cannot let up on this guy right now. Solomon Thomas is a great addition to what this defensive line, this defense needed.
And I think it's overlooked, by the way.
That's fair.
Because I think he's been a solid player, and you need veteran guys like that that have been the around the block, right? And yeah, he is outspoken. And, you know, I don't see him or people flocking to him to do interviews all that much. And yeah, I think that you see that and you're going, okay, that's a pretty good addition in the offseason. And if you look at it, most of these additions they made have been pretty darn solid for, you know, what they've not only produced as a player, but as a person in the locker room. You need those types of guys. And, you know, maybe it's no wonder why they've kind of pushed through what they've had to go through in that locker room with some of the veteran guys that are leaders that you're starting to see from basically behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I wanted to get your take. You know, we always talk about the injury report from the Cowboys' perspective, but Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Lions is listed as questionable. He hasn't practiced all week. I realize he's a veteran and everything, but in your experience, more often than not, if you don't practice all week, does that usually mean you're going to be a no-go for the game?
Yeah, I think so. And I think from the start when you first heard about his injury,
me too,
it sounded like it was going to be a little longer term than, oh, we're just going to get back in 2 or 3 days, right? So, yeah, I think that's a big blow. Now, I'll be interested to see what happens on their offensive line because they had a bunch of guys there, their starters, that didn't practice, right? And then they got limited, and now they're listed as questionable.
Like
so
Penny
how
Sewell.
Questionable
yeah.
are they, right? Because there's degrees of questionable in my book. And some of those guys have to, you know, work out before the game and prove they're either ready to go or they're not ready to go. I think that, and not to, you know, get away from what you just asked, but I think that's kind of the boat Clowney's in right now. I bet they work him out before the game and see just where he is and then make a decision. And we see that because we get to the game so early when we ride the early bus to the game, and there's normally guys, you know, Britt's out there working him out. The position coach is watching. Will McClay is keeping an eye on it. And you know, it's almost like you're being interviewed to if you're going to play or not. So, yeah, I think a lot of that probably will go on in this game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I mean, think about, you know, how worried they were about the center position, the Lions I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With Glasgow. You know, they were going to sign Frank Ragnow, right?
Yeah.
The veteran who hadn't played, and then he didn't pass the physical, and that didn't work out. So that kind of gives you an idea of either where they thought their starter was or what they think of their backup at center.
By the way, how crazy is it that Ragnow was just walking around in the world with a hamstring tear?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
That's tough men right there.
Come on, didn't he know? You know, if they're going to call you in and you're going to get a workout, it's like, hey, man, you know what? I don't think I'm healthy. No, you come for the workout, right? Although I've seen that. I've seen similar to that in training camp where, you know, some guy is not on a team and they bring him up for a workout and he can't pass the workout. He can't finish the workout.
Right.
They brought some guy in one year, and he was losing his lunch during the workout. And it's
gross.
Like, yeah, buddy, thanks for showing up, but you just wasted our time and our money flying you in, right? And then I think you should get pissed at the agent, right? Because the agent's got to speak up. Don't send somebody that's, you know, already in bad shape to try to work out for a spot on a roster.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. Now, I've been waiting to use this line all week. The Lions defense got smoked like a turkey last week, giving up 31 points and 359 total yards. And you have seen multiple teams hang plenty of points on the Lions this year. How confident are you then, especially playing indoors, that the Cowboys can follow a similar path?
Well, once you hear my score prediction, I'll answer that. But I think this team can come in here and score. And it's a good thing it's indoors, right? Because it's like 22 degrees here.
Right.
And that's with the sun out for a change. Because when we showed up, I guarantee you, when we were landing on that charter flight, I couldn't see the ground until maybe the last minute. It from the weather, the snow that was coming down, I was just hoping that, you know, whatever instrument the pilot was using could see better than him because you could not see a thing, right? So, yeah, good thing they're indoors, and I think indoors then that evens the playing field for these offenses, at least for the Cowboys, right? The way they want to play. So, yeah, I think this Cowboy offense that, you know, if they can make sure a guy like Aiden Hutchinson doesn't ruin the day, and I think that they obviously know that if it takes help to deal with him, then give whoever needs help. I think that they can score some points. I just think from what we've seen of this offense, and again, if they can get off to a faster start, the whole team, and not have to get behind in every game like they have in the past five games, then I think they can put up a good amount of points and enough to be able to win the game.
Now, you mentioned Aiden Hutchinson. He's clearly awesome at football. However, he did struggle by his own standards in the month of November. Whenever you see something like that for what has been an elite player, are you like, ooh, maybe we'll catch a break? Or are you thinking he's got to be chomping at the bit to destroy everything in front of him?
Yeah, I don't think he's sandbagging by criticizing himself.
Sure.
You know what? And remember, he had to come back from that injury, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the more you play after, you know, you're basically maybe a year removed from it, it might have an effect. And that could be, you know, he's not saying it, but he's somewhat saying it, right? So, yeah. And if he's struggling, I'm not gonna trust him because I'm gonna make sure if I need a tight end over there or a running back over there or two tight ends over there, then I'm okay with doing that because I don't want him to ruin my offense.
That's for sure. Are there any hard feelings left over from that last outing, Mickey, within the Cowboys walls?
Yeah, I haven't heard any players kind of express that. I'm sure they're aware, right? And your memory is not that short that they didn't realize what they were doing last year, kind of rubbing it in, right? Just the way they handled things and, you know, doing a hook and ladder to an offensive lineman. It's like,
yep.
Come on, please,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There are some new faces around this organization since then, so.
Yeah, and maybe enough to say, you know, we didn't, We didn't go through that. So, I thought Jerry handled it well, like he couldn't get the 47 points out of his mind and, you know, sort of some of the things they did. I had forgotten, and I went back and looked up the play-by-play, how they sent in two offensive linemen eligible, three plays in a row, all right? Just to rub it in about what happened the year before with
right.
the way they screwed up. Well, they didn't screw it up. They were trying to fake out not only the Cowboys, but the head refs. Referee on
yeah.
who was eligible, right? And so they start off the game with three consecutive two offensive linemen reporting eligible. It's like, okay, I get it. You know what? When you win like that, you know, it's my fault that I let it happen. So you just move on and go play the game. Now, I think it would be funny if the Cowboys opened the game with a offensive lineman reporting
yes.
eligible.
Yes, that's all I want is Schottenheimer to go, I remember. I was there.
Would you pay for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Yes, absolutely.
And for it to be
and
successful.
And then just for the hell of it, go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, and hopefully, unlike the Lions, you can convert. What is your prediction for tonight, good sir?
My prediction that I made on our podcast was Cowboys 35, Detroit 31. And
ooh.
It was a score that I've remembered for a long time on a college game, one of the favorite games I ever watched. And I said, okay, I'm going 35-31.
Man, I like that.
I do too.
In your face, over under.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, what is it? You guys always keep track of that.
And the over-under is particularly high for this one, but it's only 54.5. And it does sound like there are plenty of people who think it's going to be trending in the really high-flying, high-scoring game. So that prediction is interesting. I like it. Thank you very much, good sir. Stay warm. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
And hopefully I'm awake before you guys give me a call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.